Fire Chief Rodney Schmidt from the High Level Fire Department joins us on the line. Chief, thank you very much for joining us. High level oxygen, animal oxygen masks are now, I want to say in circulation, but that's not the right term I'm looking for here. They're now part of the life-saving equipment that the fire department has. Comments on the fact that these masks are now part of it.
Yeah, we received basically a donation from a company called Invisible Fence brand that had an application process that provides these pet oxygen masks. So we applied and they sent us a set that's now currently on our main engine for our in-town calls and just gives us that capability of delivering oxygen properly to pets if they're involved in a fire incident or any other entrapment or anything like that. So it's been a great addition. It's been something we've been talking about for a while here at the HLFD, and we've had pet rescues in the past where we've just tried to use regular oxygen masks that we would have in our medical gear, but these ones are specifically designed for animals.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how much and how often are they needed? It's, once is obviously too much, but, how much and how often are they needed, especially now that you have them in the repertoire?
Yeah, not often. And that's just luck. It could be, four times next week if we, just the way the ball rolls. We've had to do it a few times in the past several years. So, just having that extra ability, pets are an important part of people's lives. And if we have the ability to do a pet rescue during a fire or, any other type of situation, we want to have that ability to provide that medical treatment to the pets as well as people.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I know this seems like a bit of a silly question, but it's actually a legitimate question, I guess. Is it the way of thinking of pets or people too?
Oh, absolutely. We look at pets, with a lot of pet owners on our fire department here, and they treat them just like family. So yeah, absolutely, we treat them no differently than they are people. Specifically in some cases, we treat a pet emergency just like a regular human emergency because of just the reaction of people. I mean, you look at, we did have an example several years back where we had a pet fall through the ice. This is the time of year where ice is starting to get a little bit thinner, and we had to treat it like a real emergency because that person was going to go out on the ice and get their pet, and then we know what happens next, and we're dealing with two emergencies. So people are definitely treat their pets just like family members, and that's what we would expect, and we want to be able to provide that same level of service to them.
Fire Chief Rodney Schmidt is with the High Level Fire Department. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Anytime. Appreciate it.